question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back because it's time to dive into what you all love about this show, and that's us talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you. For our B Block today, or the Chief Travel Leader segment of the show, we're going to focus on good old American cruising, but not in a way we've done it on this show in the past. Before we do that, a quick message from one of our many loyal show sponsors, Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
And summer is here, so whatever your travel needs are or wherever you may be going, Preferred Hotels and Resorts does have a number of excellent offers right now. They have last-minute escapes for you, they have stay more and save more deals, and also special offers exclusively for MasterCard and Visa card holders.
Yeah, they do. Take 2 minutes today. Sign up for our exclusive elite status in the popular I Prefer loyalty program. This is their top level, folks. It would take you a significant amount of travel to qualify for. And every member of our audience can sign up and get free room upgrades, private rates, priority early check-in and late checkout, plus points for free nights, meals, hotel activities, more. There's so much there. Go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Click on that I Prefer banner right at the top of the homepage and enroll in the elite status.
All right. American Cruise Lines is based just outside of New Haven, Connecticut, in the charming coastal town of Guilford. They are the largest domestic cruise company in the country, and in addition to their flagship brand, they operate Pearl Sea Cruises as well. Charles Robertson is their CEO, and this is a family company started by Charles's dad and now includes his two brothers as well. I'll leave it there so we can head to that show hotline and say hello to Charles now.
Charlie, Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show. How are you on this Saturday morning?
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. Terrific.
Very nice to have you here with us. And listen, I try to never begin a conversation on a down note, but I feel it's kind of an important thing here to make an exception since it is Father's Day weekend. And your dad was a pioneer in the industry who built American Cruise Lines and other companies Mary mentioned in your intro into what they are today. Unfortunately, he passed away last year. And since it's the first time we're talking with you since he's passed, really, I wanted to extend our sincere condolences to you, to your brothers, your family. He left some legacy for you, didn't he?
He certainly did. He built an amazing company, and we were sorry to see him go.
Well, again, our condolences to you. So, you know, we followed your company for many years now. I recall a lunch with Rudy Schreiner, who's the CEO of AMA Waterways. They're our exclusive river cruise partner in Europe, Africa, and Asia. He was so complimentary on your operations and the level of service American Cruise Lines provides to its guests. So I want you to talk with our listeners right now a little bit about what you think sets the company apart from some of the other domestic cruise operators that are out there.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that. We have the same respect for what Rudy does with AMA. They're a terrific company. We pride ourselves, just as he does, in that personalized service aboard small, modern ships, and we bring guests to some of the most unique places in America. We visit 30 states throughout the year and have over 100 port calls. Some of them are the smallest towns that you could imagine and have an unbelievable amount of charm and American history.
And we're going to get into some of the itineraries in a minute. So 30 states, that's quite a lot of coverage in our country that I think people will be interested to know. So I have a question regarding protocols, because we do have to briefly address this. Robert and I have been pretty vocal on the show here with some criticism and frustration with the CDC for the way they've overall handled the cruise industry during this pandemic. But despite those challenges, your company has been one of the bright spots. You're certainly growing. You've been able to provide travelers with a level of service and start sailing again when many others couldn't. And still can't. So just explain briefly some of the things that you've done to make the ships as safe as possible.
Absolutely. And our full 12-ship fleet is sailing now. And it's part of the beauty of the patchwork of America here that we have with each individual state is that we've been able to resume operating in each of them through a plan that we've put together with them. And it's really worked very well. It's had its challenges, and mm-hmm. each state is a little bit different. But we've been able to work at both the state and the local level to ensure that everyone is comfortable with our operation. And so we came online sort of slowly through the spring as different states reopened at different paces. But it's been really very successful. Vaccines are the biggest part of the game changer as we resumed operating, as they are for everyone. Mm-hmm. And we've been operating with between 80 and 95, or in some cases 100% vaccination rates. And that really is what sets the foundation for the rest of our protocols that ensure a minimized risk. We have medical staff on board, at least one nurse on board every cruise. We test every single person before they board the ship at the gangway, whether they're vaccinated or not. And if they're unvaccinated, they'll have routine testing throughout the cruise also.
Well, that's encouraging, everything that's going on. You know, I always say that cruising, it really does provide a relaxed way to experience just a number of locations without having to pack, unpack, repack so many times over. And you really have all your amenities available to you on board the ship. So this country and our rivers and lakes offer some spectacular travel opportunities. I'd like to know, what are a few of the itineraries that you offer at American Cruise Lines or even Pearl, you know, sea cruises that you enjoy and like recommending to people?
So my personal favorite is near and dear to me because I started as a deckhand in the company and spent summers in Maine. And so I absolutely love our Maine Coast cruise and our New England cruises. They leave from Portland, and I think Maine is best seen from the water. And it's gorgeous landscape everywhere, and they visit these charming little towns in Penobscot Bay, and then we go out to Bar Harbor, and we really get an immersive Maine experience for the guests with plenty of lobster. our fastest growing cruise is the Lower Mississippi River, which is what, when people think of cruising in this country, I think that's the first itinerary that really comes to mind. And the Lower Mississippi offers so much with music and jazz and cuisine and Civil War history that there's really something for everyone on those trips.
Well, they're great parts of the country you mentioned. And I would also say, you know, we have like the Columbian Snake River out on the West Coast. There's just, as I said, there's so many beautiful areas of this country people need to go explore.
Yes, and you're also, are you cruising in Alaska yet or is that coming soon?
We are cruising up there right now, actually.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Season got off to a strong start. We've cruised from Ketchikan to Juneau, and then we'll spend a lot of the summer sailing in southeast Alaska, round trip from Juneau.
And that's going to lead us into your ships and so forth, because you know, one of the things that we appreciate about American Cruise Lines is you have a modern fleet. You've got a number of ships. You just mentioned the 12 that are there. Probably helps that you also own a shipbuilding company. I want you to talk about that. But for folks listening to us today around the country on one of our 474 weekly radio stations, really explain to them how your ships differ from what they may think of a cruise ship, be that for, you know, ocean cruising, what they've seen out there, or even what they might be used to in Europe or elsewhere.
We try to stay on the cutting edge of all the amenities aboard cruise ships. And so while the ships are very small, they're very modern. We have some of the largest staterooms. We have some of the largest suites. And we have plenty of space for all the different amenities and services that we can offer on board. But at our core, the ships are still small. Our biggest ship is 190 guests, and those ships we're building now are 175 guests. And we really don't intend to get any bigger than that. We want to build more ships, not larger ones. And that's really fundamental to our strategy, both for the service that we provide on board and for how we interact with the communities we visit. Because if you get much bigger than that, you really start to overwhelm some of these small towns that we want to really have that personal relationship with.
I 100% agree, and that actually allows you to maintain that level of service with a small number of people. It makes it more intimate and personal.
Right. There was one that we didn't touch on that I thought was really interesting. The American Constitution is now including Washington, D.C. in its itinerary, and the Chesapeake
Bay. How appropriate
is
that?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So what's the reaction to that, Charles?
That's been terrific, and it's gotten a lot of really positive press. We've been very proud to be the first and only cruise ship to visit Washington, D.C. in the last about 50 years.
Well, I'm looking at the clock. We've got about 45 seconds or so with you. So really, I'm just going to ask you, I mean, I think I may know the answer on this, but as we look forward, Charlie, are you bullish on the American domestic cruise market?
I'm so excited. I really am. As difficult as the last year has been, the future looks brighter than ever, and we are absolutely thrilled to be back doing what we love and believe that the market can grow faster than ever.
Well, Charlie, listen, been very nice connecting with you today. Thank you very much for joining Mary and me this morning. Good luck to you with the summer season, also moving into fall.
Oh, yeah.
We will definitely stay in touch and enjoy the weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Take care. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad we were able to connect with Charlie today, Mary. They are the leader in the field, which is the domestic cruise market, folks. And it sounds like, you know, things are going pretty well for them as
Absolutely.
They build forward.
Absolutely. And it's such a great option for people. And, you know, definitely check out those coastal cruises with all the port stops, just like river cruising. And they have a new ship on the Mississippi this summer, American Melody, state-of-the-art ship, and two new ships coming next year. So they're
really
growing.
Well, it helps owning the shipbuilding company.
It does.
Sure.
So, nice to see growth.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, folks, we need to take a quick sponsors break. There are still 8 more Big Show segments to come today, and we're going to get to all of it after this bottom of the hour break. So keep your radio locked in and stay with us, everyone, as your favorite travel radio show is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.